My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when I first went to St. Paul's Parish, I was appointed as pastor of the parish. And then during the way of the cross, I was very surprised that we started very far away. We walked a long, long distance, and then the parish is on a hill. So we climbed the hill, and then we went even up to the top of the hill. Frankly and honestly, I was extremely tired, very, very tired, I tell you. And then when we were walking, because in my parish, we don't have tarmac road. We have dust roads, dirt roads. And then because of Cyclone Freddy, the roads are full of stones. And people were kneeling on the stones. They were saying that it's because they want to suffer with Jesus Christ on Good Friday. Yes, I understand that very much. But the problem that I observed with my parishioners and with different people is that people fail to connect between what happened on Good Friday and what actually happens when we are celebrating the Mass. Because during the Mass, Jesus Christ himself sacrificed himself on the cross. Jesus Christ himself died for all of us on the cross. So in fact, what happened on Good Friday is not quite different from the actual Mass that we celebrate every day. So the point I want to drive at, my dear friends, is this, that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself. Jesus Christ died on the cross. And when he was dying on the cross, he shed a lot of blood. A lot of blood, my dear friends. And in fact, his blood is so precious, I tell you. So, as his blood is so precious, we have to realize that the Mass has to be celebrated with reverence. Because in consuming what admittedly looks and tastes like wine, we come into contact with nothing other than the very blood which Christ in his love poured out in his agony in the garden. In his scourging and even crowning with thorns, in his climb to Calvary and crucifixion. And finally, from that great wide wound opened in his sacred heart, which when all was finished, Jesus Christ shed his precious blood for all of us in his passion, and the outpouring of his blood saves us. He died for our salvation. While on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ said a prayer, a very, very important prayer for the forgiveness of those people who were actually persecuting him. He said, "Forgive these people, for they know not what they are doing." He cried to his Father for mercy towards these people who were crucifying him. And for this cry of mercy towards these people is present in his blood. The blood that is drunk, the blood of redemption, is itself the cry of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. At his ascension, he comes before the Father in the heavenly sanctuary, with his own blood to obtain our salvation. Hebrews 9, verses 1 to 14. Therefore, when we are actually celebrating Mass, it's the very same Jesus Christ who suffered on the cross, who is offering the sacrifice. So the priests actually represent Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear friends, it is very, very important to make sure that we celebrate the Mass with special reverence. I'm always very surprised what happens is, for example, in my parish, when it comes to the offertory, offering money in the basket, you see that the money that is offered is very, very little. Yes, I understand that the people over there are extremely poor. Yes, but at least it's good that when you are offering your money, you should realize that you are offering your sacrifice. You are joining Jesus Christ in offering the sacrifice. They give me $30 per month, which is very, very little, which is not even enough to travel to all the 13 churches that I have in my parish. It's not even enough to buy fuel for that. Why? It's because maybe people don't realize that when we are actually celebrating the Mass, Jesus Christ himself shed his blood. So we are having the sacrifice of Jesus Christ over there on the altar. So as we drink the cup, the blood is Jesus Christ himself who shed his blood on the cross. And his blood is so precious. Even here in the USA, I see when we are sitting over there and then the baskets are moving around, you see some people, they don't put anything in the basket. You see the basket is just moving. I say, but do these people connect the sacrifice that Jesus Christ is offering and their own sacrifice that they are supposed to join Jesus Christ in offering this sacrifice during Mass? So, my dear friends, you may actually also wonder that we are here on these holy grounds. Yes. Our Lady of the Roses, did she say anything about the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Yes, in the messages, we have that. And I have some extracts that I would like to read to you to actually know that even Our Lady of the Roses spoke, gave messages also about the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. During the vigil of 15th July in 1970, Eve of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Our Lady said, "My son is still shedding his blood for the sins of the world. A mother's heart is breaking. He accepts this suffering, my children, because he loves you." During the vigil of the 11th of February in 1971, that was Eve of Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady said, "Oh, woe to ungrateful man, who cares not for the blood that my son shed for them. Their own destruction will be made through their own hands, in their own evil hearts, for the blackened soul can seek faster ways of Satan." And during the vigil of the 14th of August, that is in 1973, Eve of the Assumption of Our Lady, Veronica said, "The cross, though the cross is like being made in blood, the cross on the door is like blood on the door, the blood of the cross. I can't see whose hand it is, but the hand is very lighted. I fear it is, yes, it is Jesus Christ. Oh, he is standing there now with his hand out like this. And I can see the wounds in his hand. Now he is extending his other hand out like this. Oh, and as I watch, there is blood coming from his hand, flowing down now upon the world." There are so many messages that are talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And let me finish by giving you what she said, Our Lady of the Roses, on the 1st of February, the vigil 1st of February in 1975. That was the eve of the presentation of our Lord. Our Lady said, "My child, my children, you will remain with my son in the Eucharist. He is with you, his body, his blood. He is with you in all the tabernacles of the world." My dear friends, if we have benediction or adoration in our churches, do we actually go there and do the adoration and do the benediction? Sit down in front of Jesus Christ, reflecting on the sufferings that he actually endured. Do we sit down there? In my parish, when we have adoration or we have the benediction, when you go there, you see very few people sitting down in the church praying in front of Jesus Christ over there. Should Jesus Christ be alone in the church? No. Let us go there. Let us make it a habit to visit Jesus Christ in the tabernacle. Visit Jesus Christ who is there with us, knowing that he sacrificed his life for our redemption, for our salvation. Therefore, let us also learn to sacrifice our lives in different ways for the sake of the salvation of the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your wise and inspiring words. And, of course, anyone's homily is always enhanced when you include excerpts from the powerful message of Our Lady the Rose's Mary Help of Mothers. So thank you very much, Father Bokasi. Father, of course, reigns from Malawi, the country of Malawi, many thousands of miles away.